This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Halachas lot. As promised last week, what we're going to do is to look at the halachas of the 3 weeks this week. We'll break it up into different parts. Tonight, in Mitzvah Hashem, we'll do the halachas of the 3 weeks. We'll have a break next week, and we'll discuss holidays in halacha. And then in Mitzvah Hashem, the week after that, we'll discuss the 9 days. And the week after that, the final shir of the season, in Mitzvah Hashem, we will discuss the halachas of Tisha B'Av. That is the plan. So you've got the summary in front of you. For those online, if you email me, j.golka@gmail.com, Mr. Shem, I would email you the handout. So the starting point is the Rambam. This Sunday is Shiva Osa B'Tamuz. It's Nitcha. Shiva Osa B'Tamuz is actually on Shabbos, but it's Nitcha till Sunday. The question is, why do we fast on Shiva Osa B'Tamuz? So if you take a look at the Rambam in Hilchos Tanis, Perek Hei Halacha Beis, quotes a Mishnah in Shabbos. It's a Mishnah this. Says the Rambam, Shiva Osa B'Tamuz, Chamisha Dvarim Irubay. There are 5 things that happened on Shiva Osa B'Tamuz. What were they? Says the Rambam, Nishtabru Haluchais. The Luchais were broken. Yeah, we spoke about that in the past, that Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Har Sinai on Shavuos. So if you work out 40 days from Zion Sivan, that takes you to Shiva Osa B'Tamuz. Okay, and then that was the first period of 40 days. There were 3 periods of 40 days he was up there for that we've discussed in the past. So he came down, that was the Egel Azov, and he broke the Luchas. Number 2, Batal HaTomid Mebayis Harishin. That the Tomid, the carbon Tomid, the daily offering, was stopped in Bayis Harishin. That was one calamity. The third one is Huvka Yerushalayim B'Churban Sheni. There was a breach of the walls, the outer walls of Yerushalayim, in the time of Chub and Bayis Sheni, the destruction of the second Beis HaMikdash. Remember, you know, you go to Yerushalayim today, Yerushalayim is huge. It's much bigger than it was in days of old. Days of old, you just had the Iratika, they had the old city, the walls of the old city. So that wall was breached, and Tisha B'Av, of course, was the actual burning of the Beis HaMikdash, destroying of the Beis HaMikdash itself. The fourth thing was, V'saraf apostomus harasha es ha-Torah. He burnt a Torah. And lastly, Vehemet Selam Behechel, he put a Tselem, an idol, in the temple itself. So those are the 5 things that we commemorate on Shiva Osa B'Tamuz. Now, the second part, the second Hagdom, if you like, is important words of the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah in Siman Tov Kuf Mem Tes says this: what is the purpose of a Tanis? Says the Mishnah Berurah, and it's largely based on the Rambam. V'chol Elu Hayomim, all of these days, Kol Yisrael Misanim, the entire Jewish people fast, because of the various tragedies that took place during this period. The purpose of a fast day is to arouse our hearts, to sort of instigate tshuva. Every person on these days, on the fast day, should focus his attention to investigate his actions, and to do tshuva. So the ikar is not the tanis, like it is written when it comes to the men of Nineveh. Vayar Hashem es maaseihem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw their actions. For Amru Chazal, es sakom ves tanisim leinem. I didn't say they wore sackcloth and they saw their fasting, because that's not the ikar. Ela es maaseihem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw their actions. How you conduct ourselves, how we do tshuva, how we introspect on a tanis, that is really the focus. Ve'ena tanis, says Mishnah Berurah, ve'ena tanis ela hachon ala tshuva. The purpose of a tanis is just to prepare us for tshuva. Those people on a fast day, they spend it by going on a trip or touring, or you know, with a dvarim betalim, or just wasting time. They're latching on to the tofel, the subordinate, the secondary, and they're leaving the main thing. The main thing is the introspection, the focus, but not the fasting. So don't get wise and say, okay, you know what, I'll do tshuva, but I'll have a nice breakfast, I'll have lunch, I'll have supper. No. Because these days, like we've written above. Okay, so that's a very important Mishnah Berurah, based, like I say, on the Rambam, that the focus of the of Shivas and the Tamas and all of these Taniyos is not the actual fasting, that's just a trigger to do tshuva. Okay, now what is the actual conduct of the 3 weeks? So what I've just done is extracted a few key points from the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch Siman Kuf Chof Bey, sorry. Sif Aleph. Says the Mishnah Berurah. Sorry, says the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. Kivan, Sheba Shiva Osa B'Tamuz, since on the 17th of Tamuz, his Chibas Soros HaChurban, that was the beginning of the Tzoros of the Churban, like the Rambam said above, it was the breach of the wall. Lochein Noagin Katzas Avelus. Therefore, we have Katzas Avelus, some morning, Miyoim Zeh Ad Achat Tisha B'Av. So from Sunday, we begin the period known as the 3 weeks, Bein HaMetzarim, and certain acts of mourning are in place. For example, Ein Noisim Noshim, second line there, you do not have weddings. Afinu Misha Dayin Lekia Mitzvahs Puravu. Even if a person has not yet fulfilled the mitzvah of Puravu, still we don't have weddings during this time. Avlasos Shiduchim, but to get engaged and to celebrate it, afilu lasos, afilu besuda, even by way of making some sort of a meal, muta ad Resh Chodesh Av. So until Resh Chodesh Av, you can get engaged and have a suda. Resh Chodesh ve'elech, and from Resh Chodesh onwards, i.e. in the 9 days itself, afagav de muta gam kein lasos shiduchin, you're allowed to get engaged even in the 9 days. Mikol makom also lasos is suda. You're not allowed to have a proper meal. Ach yicholim lechol minei mirkachas v'chadoyim. But you can have cakes and things like that. So to have a lechayim is what is the norm. That would be okay, even in the 9 days. And certainly it's okay to get engaged during the 3 weeks. Says the next line, the fifth line down. Yisrael shepanosa sheloi bekli zemer. A person whose parnosa is by way of music, i.e. he's a musician, this is a tough time for him. 3 weeks is no weddings, how's he going to make parnosa? Muta lezame bebayis ein Yehudi. He's allowed to play in a non-Jewish home, a non-Jewish event, b'chdei parnasosei, if that's, you know, in order to him to earn parnosa, what he needs for his finance, ad Rosh Chodesh until Rosh Chodesh. Av Rosh Chodesh adat achratan is also. But in the 9 days, it would be also for a person to play, a musician to play, even to non-Jewish to a non-Jewish audience. V'yoyim shiva osa v'tamas atzme gam kein osa. And the day of the shiva osa v'tamas itself is also also for him to play. Sif Beis. Nagin she'en mevorchen shechiyonu b'yom me'elu. Next minag is that in the 3 weeks, we don't make the bracha shechiyonu. V'lochein, and therefore, ein koinin. We don't buy ve'en loivshin, we don't wear beged chodosh, a new item of clothing, mishum dohet tzarech levarach shechiyonu, because that would generate, that would necessitate a brach of shechiyonu. V'al pidgin haben, if a person makes a pidgin haben, mevarachim shechiyonu, we make a shechiyonu to pidgin haben. So then we do that, even though it's during the 3 weeks, sheloi lahachmis etz ha-mitzvah, she shouldn't sour the mitzvah, she shouldn't delay it. Do the pidgin haben at the right time. Val pri, what about if you get a new fruit? Now, nowadays it's very hard to find a fruit which is not really available all year round, but certainly in the times when this was written, it was much more of an issue. Val pri, yesh lehokel, you can be makel levarach shechiyonu b'Shabbos. Keep it for Shabbos and make the brach shechiyonu on Shabbos on this new fruit. Or even in the weekday, you're not going to find this fruit after Tisha B'Av, so then don't hold back, get the fruit. Lo yaku hatalmidim. You're not allowed to hit students. I have born him or children beyond Elu. The implication, of course, is the rest of the year it's all fine. Okay. V'chein nagin. She'ein mistaprim beyond Elu. You're not allowed to have haircuts in the 3 weeks. Lo yisa'aris harosh, lo yisa'aris zokim. Whether it's haircut or whether it's shaving. V'lo yikol sasha begufo. Any other haircut. And it applies to kids as well, so that adults cannot give a haircut to children. Lastly, what about nail cutting? Is there any restrictions in that? Says Sifei, says the Kitzur, Katzitzas HaTzipernayim. Cutting nails, Ein Le'eso Rak B'Shavua Shechal B'Tisha B'Av, it's only us in the week, Shavua Shechal B'Av, in the week of Tisha B'Av. Now this year there is no Shavua Shechal B'Av, because it falls on a Shabbos, Hashem, therefore it goes into the next day, so it doesn't apply. I think there's machlokes whether Shavu Shechal B'Av, but Erev Shabbos would certainly be okay, and therefore the Erev Shabbos, even if I'm not mistaken, of Shabbos Chazoin, the Shabbos before Tisha B'Av, would be okay. And Hamoyel Yochel Sakin Tzipon of Litzoyach HaPriya. Hamoyel is allowed to trims his thumbnail to do the Priya, that would be okay. So that's just a quick overview of some of the halachas that are going to kick in, the Mizrach Hashem, from this Sunday. But the important, I think, take home is that Shavuos Matam is a very hard day, it's a long day. And as the Rambam, as the Mishnah Berurah says, that the focus should be not so much on the Tanis. The Tanis is meant to be a trigger for tshuva, for introspection, etc., etc. It's very hard to get beyond the Tanis sometimes, but certainly that should be the focus. Okay, Ad Kan.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.